tonight in Madison Square Garden, along with other events, well, there's the big balloon drop. And rather improbably, a high school marching band from Baldwinsville, New York, got to blow up those balloons for President Bush. Joining us now on the line from his hotel in New York is Danny McGowan, the owner of Balloon Affairs in Syracuse, New York, and part of the balloon crew for tonight's drop. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Neil.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Baldwinsville Marching Band and how they came to be included in tonight's big show.
Well, in connection with my involvement with the balloon drop, I was asked, we had a cancellation of a crew that was lined up at the last minute, and I got a call to see if I could put together another crew. And Treb Heining, who's in charge of the balloon drop, has used marching bands in the past. He's a former marching band member himself and likes to use a marching band because they tend to be a well-disciplined, organized group that follows instructions well. And he likes to be able to support the marching band. So I told him that my daughter was in a marching band and I could approach them about it. They happen to be doing their band camp that week, which was, this is 2 weeks ago, and I went and contacted the band leader and asked him if he'd be interested in doing this as a fundraiser for the band. We figured out the logistics to see whether it was even possible. It was kind of a last-minute thing. Talked to the school superintendent to see if we could get permission, and as luck had it, they were having a board meeting that night, so we were able to get the issue before the school board because it had to be approved. And then we lined up some motor coach buses to take the band down, and everything fell into place.
Well, when they finally got to the job at hand, tell me, is this huff puff blowing up balloons, or is this a tank of some sort of gas?
Well, actually, it's compressed air. We have a system that has been developed over the years. Treb has been doing balloon drops for the Republican convention since 1988, so he's got a lot of experience in it, and I've worked on him I worked on the last Republican convention with him in 2000, and I've worked on a number of other jobs with him. The system, it's a bunch of nozzles hooked up to a huge air compressor, and we have funnels that we put the nets in. We actually set up the apparatus at the edge of the balcony, drop the nets over the side of the balcony. All the balloons get inflated, tied, and dropped into these funnels, and they funnel down into the nets. Fill the nets, tie them off, drop them down to the rigging crew, and start all over again.
I don't know if you've ever been on the receiving end. There's very little that's more fun than having a whole bunch of balloons dropped on your head.
I can't imagine anything better. It's great.
Thanks very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
And that was Danny McGowan, the owner of Balloon Affairs in Syracuse, New York, part of the balloon crew for tonight's drop in Madison Square Garden at the Republican National Convention. He joined us on the line from his hotel in New York.